to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud.
This is Desi Andrews, and I'm back with my friend Jack Cohen, Richard in Alabama.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I am moving rapidly toward a situation where they're going to take my cars, tow my cars away.
They being?
Huh?
They being?
The state authorities for uninsurability.
What?
Uninsurability.
What in the world are you talking about, Richard?
Well, I've got traffic tickets and cases before court, and I'm going to probably go, they're probably going to tow away my cars, take away my tags and tow away my cars. And I just wondered if there's any books or anything that I, any information I can get on this, because every time I order one of these books, I get one that's just loaded with a review of all the bad things Roosevelt did, and it's just a review of all the wicked tricks they've played on us, and at the end, there's no real advice.
All talk, no solutions, huh?
Yeah.
So you're saying that you're in trouble because you don't have insurance? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't really want to get into traffic today, but let me tell you what I know about it. Okay. The thimbleful. I was talking with Howard Griswold the other day, and he's really an incredible guy, and it's always refreshing to speak with him. And he was saying that everything they take is a taking. It's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. They can't take anything from us, including taxes or... We're supposed to be a free people, and they can't take your private property for public use without just compensation. And I guess if they take your cars, that would be for public use because they'd sell them, and I guess I don't know what to do with the money. So what Richard said, I mean, excuse me, what Howard said was, you have to determine if your car or your house or whatever is public or private. Are your cars public or private?
Well, I used to think it was private, but then when you get in front of a judge, he thinks otherwise.
Well, what you have to do is write the DM, the Department of Motor Vehicles in your state, and ask them how they class your 1950 Ford Escort, whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. VIN number so-and-so. Could you please tell me how the Department of Public Safety has it classed? Ronald Reagan had a study commissioned of the agencies, I guess during his tenure, and as a result of that, at Title V, starting with Section 601, it talks about agencies and the responsibilities of agencies. And I do this with the IRS. I write to the IRS and I say, could you please send me the IMF? Because Jack long ago pointed out to me that's the individual master file. You have to keep all the records of the agencies accurate, because if you don't, then it's presumed that their records are accurate. So when you send for the individual master file, it has a code in there that says VAL-1, and that means an invalid taxpayer ID number. So it doesn't really apply to your Social Security number, if that's what they have on there. So the same thing happens with DMV or your home or anything else. You write to the taxing authority, and you ask them how they have your property classified. You name the property. And they'll tell you that it's a commercial vehicle of some sort. They'll say passenger car, which is a taxi cab, but it will always be classed in commerce. And so then you send a letter back to them and say your records are incomplete or are inaccurate. That is my private automobile, and I want you to class it as such. And we'll have to come back after the break. Hang on, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio.
Are we on?
You're listening to the National Intel
Hello?
Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Dead air. Should we just...
I don't know. Kelly, are we on? Oh, okay. Well, this is, we don't know here. We're just conjecturing, as it were. This is Desi Andrews with Jack Cohen, and we were speaking to Richard in Alabama. Richard, are you still there?
To the music.
What?
I've been listening to the music.
You've been listening to tapping your toe and dancing, right?
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't matter what it is. See, everything is controlled by agencies,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the Department of Public Safety or
mm-hmm.
whatever. And they believe that they own your property. They believe that it's public property. And that's the presumption, and that stays until you tell them otherwise.
They think they own the land under the road.
Yes, they do. Well, but they're not taxing you on that right now. Try
mm-hmm.
living in Austin where they're building toll roads every place.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could write a letter on that. So any authority that taxes your personal, what you consider to be your private property, you have to notice them to change their records, that their records are inaccurate, and change their records to reflect that yours is a private automobile or personal property or private property, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Richard McDonald always calls it my fridge.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay property taxes, you ask them how they classify your property, and
mm-hmm.
it would be classified as residential or a commercial term of some sort that would mean that you're a corporation or making a profit. And then you notice the tax assessor to please it's subject to Title V, U.S., well, that it goes without saying U.S., 601. So you can read about the agencies beginning with Section 601 to, like, 607. But you have to, when you instruct the agency to correct the records, they have to do it.
Have to?
Uh-huh.
When I talk to a bureaucrat, the typical answer is, I never heard of such a thing.
Well, here's here's the law, darling. Do you abide by the rules or don't you? So the site is Title V, Section 601 through 607, and you have to notice the agencies that you have to first of all get the records. You ask specifically, how do you classify my home, my car, my whatever it is, and it will be a commercial term of some sort. And then you have to notice them to correct the record that that is my private abode. It is my private automobile. So correct the record, and then it doesn't belong to them anymore.
And then what?
Well, then if they mess with it, then that's a taking. And then you're going to have to, if they take it without just compensation, then you're going to have to go to the Court of Claims in Washington and get paid.
Hmm.
And we're going to all have to learn how to do that, because they're good at taking.
Oh, Lord, yes. Wow. That sounds complex.
Well, it's not that complex. Just take it one step at a time. Ask them how your stuff is classified. Then tell them your stuff is private.
Well, where can I find some of this written down? In a book or a pamphlet, something?
Title V.
Yeah, That's it. Okay, Title V, Section 601 through 607.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Wow.
It'll tell you about the agencies and the rules that the agencies have to follow, and the fact that you can correct the record of the agency, but because if you don't correct it, they're presumed to be correct. Take your stuff out of commerce.
Yeah. If I file in the Court of Claims, I guess I'll need a lawyer, right?
Well,
you need to know a little bit more than you do right now before you start a project like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, maybe I need to buy a bicycle.
most people are encouraged that are encouraged to file lawsuits. Oh, hip, hip, hooray. The answer is in filing a lawsuit. And then they file a lawsuit, and they think that's the end of it. You know, I told them my problem, and then all of a sudden they get an answer, and they say, what the hell is this? They don't expect that. Let's take a call from Melissa in Austin. Melissa. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yay. I was thinking back about the caller before, I think Ben in Florida.
Ben in Florida, the one that didn't read the instruction book.
Well, I'm not sure how long he's been listening because, you know, cut to the chase here. We're not supposed to be paying any of this mess.
You think so?
Well, and anytime you talk about the 1040 or the 1099, it's like, that doesn't apply.
Right.
So just to clarify for Ben, I thought I'd call in and get you to make that big blanket statement, like the whole darn thing's a fraud. I guess I just did it for you.
I guess you did, Melissa. You just called the whole darn thing a fraud.
Yeah, but, you know, like you said, they are very powerful and vicious, and, you know, some of the horror stories that we all saw. Well, and we see them every year, too, when it comes tax time. They show the Gestapo kicking down the wrong door and putting their foot on some poor woman's throat who ends up having a miscarriage and it was the wrong house.
Yeah.
And then they don't do anything to fix the mess.
Well, and they don't do anything to the perpetrator. I was talking to my friend Marcia yesterday, and because she's figuring out a way to make the people liable for their own actions. And she said that she talked to a retired police officer, and she said to him, would you have conducted your affairs in the same manner if you had known that you would be personally liable and not protected by your employer? And he said, oh, heavens, yes. I would have been totally different.
Yeah.
But there's no liability anymore for anybody.
Talk to some of these policemen that have been on the force for a long time, and they'll tell you that they liked it a lot better when they were peace officers and not law enforcement.
Well, but a lot of them do like doing what they do now, and they relish it and enjoy it, and they like people.
That's the kind they hire. Have you seen V for Vendetta, Melissa?
No, not yet.
But better beat feet down there and see it.
I know. Well, yeah, I usually am lazy and wait for video.
Oh, no.
I must go see it, huh?
You've got to go see it at the theater. It's just incredible. I've told this story before, but when I went to see, I don't watch news. I don't watch any, so I have no idea about the fear factor in this country. And when I went to see Bowling for Columbine, that was the thing that struck me, because he said everything's based on fear. The nightly news is always fear. And I do notice it when I'm flipping channels sometimes, because I always avoid the news and I always avoid the commercials. So, I don't know what they're using for fear. So, that was my first really encounter with knowing that people are driven in this country by fear. And this V for Vendetta is the very same thing, except it takes place in futuristic England. And the United States is the former United States, because they invaded all their, every country in the world, and some of them beat them back, and it ended in total chaos. Yay!
I think we're pretty close to there now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it shows how they feed the fear to the English people. They drive them constant bombardment with fear.
Yes.
But we have a hero, so we're still looking for. I'm looking out the window for V at any time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Boy, what if we all stood up and were heroes?
You know what? I learned from that. I saw it the second time I saw it. I realized that the trick is, because I'll just tell you right now that he sends out masks and capes to everybody in London. And so they come out of their houses and march in the streets because they have anonymity. And it dawned on me, if people could hide their faces, they would stand up.
Yeah, if they knew that they weren't going to be next on the kick down the door list.
Right. If people could put on a mask and a cape like V and march in the streets, I believe they would.
Right. Well, that's why a lot of people don't call in on shows like this, is they're afraid.
Yeah.
Well, here's a line from the movie. This gal gets tortured, and she said, "Go ahead and do what you want to. I don't care." And he said to her, "You've lost your fear. You're free."
Mm-hmm.
You've lost your fear. You're free. Free, fear is just the thing what did Winston Churchill say, Jack? You have nothing to fear.
That was Roosevelt.
Well, I just saw Winston Churchill say it the other night on PBS.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it was him.
He got up out of his grave to say it.
Oh. well, see, and in the Bible, always when things look the worst, that's when God, by way of a messenger, would always encourage people to not fear. Fear not, and the people that did fear were the ones that didn't see the results of what happens when you fear not.
Well,
fear is a miracle happen if you don't stand up and wait for it. If you don't put yourself out there, you'll never see what might have been.
Right, and if you don't imagine what you want, you get something awful nasty in return. Thanks
right.
for calling, Melissa. Appreciate it. Go see the movie.
All right. Bye-bye.
David in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, hi. I have a problem with an agency. I'd just like to get your thoughts on it.
Wonderful.
I have been trying repeatedly to obtain a passport, and they just will not relent on the fact that I do not have a Social Security number, and they keep coming back and demanding a birth certificate. When I press them to have them tell me why, where the statute or the CFR is that I have to have a birth certificate, they will not answer. The last letter I got was from the regional director from my area, and while his name was on the letter, he did not sign the letter. I find that to be rather unusual.
How long have you been trying to get a passport?
Well, you go through the usual DS-11 application form, and I included with that information particular to my situation. Both my parents are natural born. They both have passports, and they supplied affidavits testifying with my identity and the location of my nativity.
And they're still refusing that?
Absolutely.
I have a solution if you'll hang on until after the break.
Okay.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Hello, this is Desi Andrews back with Jack Cohen, and we have David in Pennsylvania with a passport problem. So, I assume since you don't want to do a birth certificate and all that stuff, have you given them a page out of the family Bible?
I gave him my baptismal certificate and my certificate of live birth, neither of which they want to accept.
Okay, and an affidavit from both your parents.
That's correct.
Okay, so you consider yourself not a United States citizen, is that correct?
Yes, I'm a citizen of the United States, a state citizen.
What did you say?
I'm a citizen of the United States, not a United States citizen. I am a state citizen, citizen of one of the several states.
Okay. So, you're a Pennsylvanian.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. What you have to do is make an appointment with your congressman. There are only two people that can recognize your status, and that is the Congress and the Department of State.
Okay.
You're trying to get your passport through the Department of State, but you're dealing with...
Yeah, administrators.
Yes. So you make an appointment with your congressman, and you go to your congressional aide,
okay.
And you'll ask him, does Congressman so-and-so only represent federal citizens, U.S. citizens, or citizens of the United States within the jurisdiction of the United States? And you'll ask him, does Congressman so-and-so represent the people of Pennsylvania who are not federal citizens, U.S. citizens, and not within the jurisdiction of the United States? Am I guaranteed a Republican form of government by the Constitution of the United States and the Pennsylvania Constitution? Mm-hmm. Is the government of the United States, which includes Congressman so-and-so, still functioning as a Republican form of government? Am I guaranteed, does Congressman so-and-so guarantee me a Republican form of government?
Right.
Are you able to recognize my declared status and standing as a Florida national?
Okay.
Since I accept the Constitution of the United States as the law of the land, am I guaranteed its protections? Am I entitled to due process? Those are the things you ask him, and what they'll say, when you ask him, they'll say that you're guaranteed a Republican form of Congress, of government.
Okay.
And they'll tell you that Congressman so-and-so represents all the people in his district.
Right.
So that includes you. So you tell them that you're having a problem with an agency, that you've given them umpteen sufficient documents in order to show that you're an American or a Pennsylvanian. You would prefer a state passport, but you know that they won't give it to you, but you want a passport.
Yes.
And give it to the congressman. Let him take care of it.
Okay, that's the congressman and not a senator.
Right.
Okay. I haven't tried that route yet, but certainly... something I can do. That's Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution that guarantees a Republican form of government.
Well, and they'll be in your Pennsylvania Constitution, too. So they have to include all classes of courts can't declare your status. Only you can, and the Congress has to recognize it.
Okay.
So
I see that.
Go see your congressman.
Okay, we'll give that a try.
Okay.
Jesse,
thank
you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye. Vince in Indiana.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you, Vince?
Okay. Hey, I wanted to ask you a few things. I'm not talking about agency matters or so much as what you're talking about.
Boy, I can you hear him?
I can't make out what he's saying.
We can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
That's better.
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask... you know, a lot of states have a criminal statute that say that, you know, you can't protect yourself unless it rises to a level of violence. And what they have determined what level of violence that is.
Vince, is there any way you can call back? Because this is impossible.
Yeah, because I've been cut off a couple times. I can call you back. Thanks. Ah.
Now where are we?
Hello, Desi. Long time no hear from. You don't hear me?
I hear you.
Okay.
But we don't hear Desi. Oh, okay.
Hey, may I put in a little thought here?
Sure.
We don't recognize the U.S. code that hasn't been enacted into public law. But in that section 40, Title 42, Section 408, it says, in general, whoever discloses, uses, or compels the disclosure of the Social Security number of any person in violation of the laws of the United States shall be guilty of a felony, and upon conviction thereof shall be fined under Title 18 or imprisoned for not more than 5 years or both. And there's also...
You still there?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
That Desi is a pretty sharp cookie, and I'm sure she knows all this. But if they don't want to talk to him, being bureaucrats, and that they can, we can put this in their face that they claim that they recognize. You there?
Okay.
Okay, that's about all I had to say, and thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Bye.
I'm on the air. Nobody heard that. Okay, we'll be right back. I keep getting cut off. Jack, I hope you took care in my absence.
Well, I hope so.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hello, we're back again. This is Desi Andrews with my friend Jack Cohen. And are you still talking to Victor Lee, Jack?
I think he's gone.
Okay, that was something about Social Security.
Yeah.
That's all I heard.
Yeah.
Being cut off.
Yeah, he wanted to make a point about Social Security, that it's... It violates, I believe, he said, Title 42 to disclose, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they disclose it all the time, don't they?
Yeah.
All these title violators.
Yeah, well, see, they've got us convinced that the code is the law, which it isn't. That's another big problem that needs to be addressed.
And what's the law, Jack?
The law is what's in the statutes and must be traceable back to a constitutional purpose, which is why when I study, I try to find the earliest law of its kind. So I see what the intent was and who the targets were. So when I go to the early statutes that established the collectors of revenue and the Treasury Department, I see that they established the tax collectors before they created the Treasury Department. So clearly they're... The tax collectors were in the legislative branch.
Well, that makes sense because Congress is the one that's supposed to collect taxes, right?
Yeah, Congress has the power. The executive does not have the power. But these guys have got the executive executing the laws, which is not what the Constitution calls for. But the way they obscure it is by making codes where they take provisions of statutes out of context and put them into a subject matter title. Like Title 50 is war and emergency powers, and Title 31 is money and finance and so forth. But I really don't believe there's much need for a code except as a finding aid to the statute, because the statute is where the law is. And, when you go back in the history of lawmaking in America, you can see that there was a sharp turn in about 1860, roughly, 59, 60, 61, going into the Civil War and following it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, the Congress adjourned sine die before the Civil War.
October 1860.
Because the South was not going to go for, number one, it wasn't going to go for Lincoln, and number two, it wasn't going to go for a sudden change in their whole economy by, forcing them to free their slaves and basically do nothing about it once they were freed, which is what really happened. So the poor black people spent 100 years trying to get the same rights they were supposed to have gotten as a result of the Civil War and never did.
Mm-hmm.
But when they codify provisions of a statute, you lose the intent of the lawmaker.
Well, not only intent, they only codify certain statutes. I mean, it's not that they bring the whole law forward. It's just some of it, whatever they want to put out before the public. And if people don't have statutes at large, like we do, they can't go back and dig in that, can they?
Well, that's true. I don't know that they don't bring forth all of the law, but what I do know is that the code is a restatement. It is not what the law says. It's a representation of what the law says. And according to, I believe it's Title I, General Provisions, the code is prima facie evidence of the law, which is in the statutes. And that means that if you don't like what the code says, you can go to the statute, and if it's different, the words of the statute will prevail.
Right, and when you're talking about statutes, you're talking about the statutes at large.
Laws enacted by Congress, signed into law by the president.
Right.
That were done appropriately, that are laws and not resolutions.
You find them in the statutes at large?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, if you read into the history of the revised statutes, when they decided to do a revised statutes, originally the intent was to provide a finding aid for the statutes at large. Well, they weren't called that then, but they're, the statutes of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And and when they started doing that, they had to create a committee of people to go through the laws and take excerpts from them and put them in a subject matter title. And they started that project, 1871 or two, and it's ongoing. It's never been finished and never could be finished. Because what they continue to do now is amend the code without ever even referring to the underlying statute, which they don't amend or change.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how they'll put in the code. When you go to the notes and you look to see where it was amended,
yeah.
It wasn't really amended because they never repeal the underlying thing. They change.
Right.
They'll
right.
say, it doesn't say repealed ever. It just says, we changed this word to say this word, and we changed this word to say change that word.
Yeah.
And so they changed the whole meaning of the code.
Yeah.
They changed the whole tenure and feel of the code, but they never changed the underlying statute. It remains the same.
Right. Right.
And if people don't know to go from the code to the regulation to the statute, well, the regulation is the implementing regulation is or how they enforce their codes. But if they don't know to go to the notes and the historical notes and the statutes, if they don't have the statutes like we do, it's really difficult to get an accurate meaning of.
Yeah, it is.
What these bums have put in the code.
It is.
Yeah.
Let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about. If you look at the Code of 39, the Internal Revenue Code of 39, it starts out, it's an act to consolidate and codify the internal revenue laws of the United States. And then you read down the page a little bit and it says all the laws that are codified in this code are repealed. Okay. So that's
so they brought all the laws together and then they repealed them.
And they repealed them. And I think there was a very good reason for them doing that, but I don't think the people in Congress really read what they signed on to, because they didn't seem to realize that they had done that. Then in 1954, they came out with the 54 Code, which is an act to revise the Internal Revenue Laws of the United States. Well, now, wait a minute. They repealed them in the earlier act. So what were they revising?
Zippo.
Our impression of them. That's basically what they were doing. And then in 1986, they came along with an act to reform the Internal Revenue Laws. Now, what in the dickens is going on there? You see, those codes are not codes of laws. They're codes of a code that they created in 1954 that sort of looked like the Code of 39.
But it's not, because it was repealed.
But it is not a codification of any of the laws that were in force prior to 39, because those were all repealed, and there weren't any laws, that is, internal revenue laws, enacted after the repeal of 39. So there really is no internal revenue law. That's the sad thing. They keep referring to the Internal Revenue Laws. IRC 6301 says the secretary shall collect the taxes imposed by the Internal Revenue Laws. Well, I defy anybody to find one.
Yeah,
one Internal Revenue Law. Where is it?
Yeah, one Internal Revenue Law. Our number is 800-313-9443. You must have some questions about IRS. Surely somebody has questions about income tax. Surely.
Maybe not.
Surely. Everybody
not.
Likes it.
Everybody loves it.
Everybody likes it.
I like this tax.
Yeah.
This is a great tax.
So actually, the 1939 code, when it was repealed, was sat in a book outside, didn't it? Outside the statutes.
Well, yeah.
To be referred to because of the savings to suitors clause.
Right. Yeah, when they repeal laws like that wholesale on a given date, there has to be a savings to suitors clause, so that if you have an ongoing argument with the government, or it has one with you, you can complete the argument in court if necessary. And I note that a federal tax lien, for example, is good for 10 years, and it's renewable for another 10. So that meant that they had to keep the code on the shelf for at least another 20 years. And I noticed that in 1955, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 60, they published the 39 code alongside the 54 code. But in 1961, they dropped the 39 code, took it off the shelves.
Now, I don't know if you want to talk about this, but didn't the IRS kind of get a little upset with you, kind of try to hit you upside the head?
Well, yeah. I had a website for some time where I advised people to read these publications, read the instruction, write certain letters to Congress and the commissioner and so forth, and see if they couldn't get some truth out of these people.
So basically, you were just telling people to read the IRS's own publications.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't like what I said, so they accused me of promoting an abusive tax shelters.
An abusive tax shelter is what?
An abusive tax shelter is a transaction that's known as... Oh, hell, there's a name for it. I can't think of it at the moment. It's a certain type of transaction.
A scam, a sham?
The nature of it is that the there are no economic benefits to making an investment in this tax scheme, but the deductions, exemptions, allowances, and so forth will offset the tax.
Yeah, it's a write-off.
Yeah.
A big glorified write-off.
Yeah. And when I was not telling anybody anything about writing anything off, and yet that's how they chose to come after me.
Well, and the commissions on that kind of thing are what to qualify, don't the commissions? Does the deal start at $250,000 or do the commissions?
The minimum commission for an abusive tax shelter is $50,000.
So you were allegedly whipping in $50,000 at a whack here for telling people to send a letter to your congressman and ask them what the hell's going on, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Or just read the instruction books, or, you know.
$50,000 a whack.
Use a little common sense. You know. They don't cotton to that very well.
So they wanted to enjoin you. They wanted to stop you from selling abusive tax shelters. So they actually won in court. So what did they win?
Well, they got an injunction, and effectively they've stopped me from selling abusive tax shelters on my website.
Oh, damn.
And so I'm not going to do that anymore.
Or any less.
It doesn't matter that I never did it. You know, I'm sure not going to do it anymore.
It doesn't matter that it didn't affect your lifestyle one little teeny whit, did it? You didn't have to go out and find a new profession.
This decision came down in May or June of last year, and here about a month ago I got a letter from the Internal Revenue Service wanting to dun me $1,000 of a civil penalty for promoting abusive tax shelters. So I wrote back to him and I said, that's interesting. I said, you know, it's $1,000 per instance. So please identify the instance, the transaction that you're charging me for, because I still don't know of any case or situation where I've sold or promoted an abusive tax shelter.
And if I did, I'm waiting for my commission to come sailing in.
Yeah.
I've got this letter in front of me from the Internal Revenue Service, and our good friend Dennis
Parazak.
Yeah, Parazak, excuse me.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, I know you.
I've talked to him over the phone. He's a real guy.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Is that his real name?
Parazak, yeah,
huh?
That's his real name, yeah.
Oh.
But he's not in Ogden, Utah, like his paperwork says.
Where is he?
He's somewhere in Texas.
Somewhere in Texas? I bet he's a mile from me over here. I know where he is.
I know you could verify that, too, if you wanted to.
I know I can. I bet I know I can, too.
Yep.
I had somebody have a run-in with a fictitious agent the other day. And it turns out that wasn't, he just used part of his name on his signature. And so when the guy called him up and called him by his real name, it came as a real shock to the dude.
I bet, yeah.
They don't like being called by their real name.
They don't.
But this is one of my favorite letters. We have determined that the arguments you raised are frivolous and have no basis in law.
Yeah.
Federal courts have consistently, I just love that one.
Yeah.
Federal courts have consistently ruled against such arguments and imposed significant fines for taking such frivolous positions.
Uh-huh.
And these are always in answer, dear listening folks, to letters that say, could you please show me the taxing statute or,
you know, yeah.
Frivolous argument, federal courts have ruled against.
Yeah.
We have a caller, Bill in Austin. Bill? Bill?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Are you there?
We're here.
Hey, great. I just had a question. I want to make sure that, you know, this knucklehead here heard what you were saying or understood you correctly.
Do you have someone with you, Bill?
No, I don't. I'm talking about me being the knucklehead. I'm talking about me being the knucklehead. I just think I heard you correctly when you said that the actual laws of 39 were repealed in the code.
The act of 1939 that created the code of 39.
Okay.
Repealed all the laws it codified.
Usually things that begin with an act of something usually wind up being law.
Well, it's an act. The act was an act to consolidate and codify the internal revenue laws. That was the name of the act.
Right.
And at section 4 of the act, it said, all laws and parts of laws relating exclusively to internal revenue and codified herein are hereby repealed. So what you had was a code of literally expired laws that may have had some force and effect for years to come, depending on whether you had a case prior to in 1938 or prior to 38.
But they weren't amended and they weren't written over; they were repealed.
Mm-hmm.
They brought them all together in the first paragraph, and in the fourth section, they repealed them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand the concept of repeal,
yeah.
But it's a concept of what are you repealing? Congress passes a law. They can always pass another act to repeal the previous act, just
right.
Like they do for the... I mean, obviously, we've got two constitutional amendments, one that says liquor's illegal, and then the other one says that's repealed.
But those were amendments. These were laws. They brought all the internal revenue laws together.
Okay.
And then they repealed them.
Yeah.
That's a neat trick. I didn't realize that.
They codified all laws and parts of laws relating exclusively to internal revenue, and in the same act, they repealed the laws they codified. I can see that making a little bit of sense.
I can see someone bringing all of them together so that they could sort them out and make sense of them. But
right.
They scooped them all up and they threw them in the trash.
Yeah, that's interesting. And, you know, I've been paying those taxes for quite some time. Uh-huh. Is there anybody I can see about a rebate, maybe?
Well, you want to be a little careful about asking for rebates because that ticks them off. They start calling you names and start looking for ways to take stuff away from you just to punish you.
Okay.
You have to be a little careful about
that. Thanks for your call Bill. We get to the next callers after this break. If I can get my screen back up.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Hello, this is Desi Andrews. Hello, I'm back with Jack Cohen, and we're going to take a call from John in California.
Hi, Desi.
Hi, John.
Good show. It's always good to understand all these fraudulent terms that we've been duped under.
Wish we didn't have to explain them, John.
Yeah. No. But my thing is not necessarily the intricacies of all that you're discussing here, but about the psychological nature of living under this fraud and waking up in it. You know, the gentleman called earlier in the hour, or last hour, or whenever.
Sometime.
About how he was a tax teacher. You know, well, my father did taxes, not on a large scale, just individuals throughout the years. And he woke up in his 70s, so old dogs can learn new tricks.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a hard one. You know, I had to ease him into all this because you're looking at your whole life as being a fraud in some areas.
Yeah, but in the 70s, see, the taxes still weren't all that.
Well, I mean, his age.
Onerous.
His age.
He was in his 70s.
Oh,
yeah,
he was
I'm
in
sorry.
His, oh, he woke up in. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, he woke up in his 70s.
If he woke up in his 70s,
yeah,
he'd
be
a pretty old man.
Not
wouldn't
in
he?
His 70s.
Excuse me.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Okay.
It's a tremendous blow for people, not so much the youngers, but the olders. And it's psychologically, because it dovetails in there. Once you look at one thing, other things start opening, the banking system, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, it is a blow. You know, Ralph Winterode is a very good friend of mine, and I have a friend, Maxine, that keeps saying to me all the time, it's Social Security, it's Social Security. That's all she says. You know, she's got three words, and they all start with an S. And, so Ralph was talking about what he'd learned on court cases and whatnot, and I said, Ralph, you've got to look at Social Security. And he wouldn't, and 2 or 3 days went by, and I said, Ralph, if you don't read that 28 pages of Social Security Act, I'm not speaking to you again. That would probably be a blessing for him. But anyway, he read the act. And the next day he calls me and he said, you're not going to believe this, but it's Social Security. but then I could see even Ralph, who was in this stuff all the time. It really shook him. It really shook him. Because
yeah, it does.
You have to absolutely change your direction and say, wait a minute. I mean, this is more fraudulent than I even ever thought about.
Yeah. It's not a 390. It's a 160. You're going the opposite.
Yeah, it's a shocking thing.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, thank you, John. Appreciate your call.
Okay, great show.
Jim in Georgia. We've got 3 minutes left, Jim.
All right. Do y'all have any contact information?
Well, remember about the tax scam artist over here who had a website?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't.
Oh, man.
He quit selling that stuff.
Yeah. Well.
You know, I want to start working with non-custodial parents and get their rights back and put an end to this horrible, horrible system they're in with child support. And I don't have a website, and a man last month that listened was kind enough to send me an email and said he'd build me one, but I haven't even had a chance to get back to him to ask him to do it. So that's where I am with the website.
Yeah. So no information on that, huh?
No, we don't have websites. We have email addresses, but
we have email addresses. Mm-hmm. If you want those,
you want an email address?
Sure.
Jack.
I'm E Planner. That's EPLANNER 1, the numeral 1, not the word. EPLANNER1@comcast.net.
And I'm Desi Andrews. That's DESSIE Andrews at Earthlink.net.
Okay.
Thank
you. Right.
Thank you, Jim, for calling in.
Bye.
And it sounds like we've got the music coming up, and I guess Lost Horizons, a book, comment. Do you know Lost Horizons,
Yeah,
Jim?
That's Pete Hendrickson.
Oh, okay.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. but you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.